The Journal of Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndromes recently reported that 53% of African Americans surveyed believe that a cure for AIDS is being withheld. The researchers from Oregon State University and the RAND Corporation found that nearly half of those polled think HIV is a man-made virus, and 15% say AIDS is a form of genocide against blacks. Commentator Joe Davidson says these attitudes are preventing many people in the black community from getting treatment for the disease.
Conspiracy theories about the U.S. government are blocking vigorous efforts to fight AIDS in the black community. The researchers found that black men who believe in them are less likely to use condoms, a proven tool in halting the spread of the disease. Whether you believe in conspiracies or not, this shows conspiracies can make a serious public health problem worse. When they move from talk radio chatter to behaviors that accelerate morbidity, the results can be deadly. The conspiracies are fueled by a potent distrust many black Americans have for those in power. The researchers said conspiracy beliefs stem from well-documented racial discrimination. They specifically noted the Tuskegee syphilis study as an example of past unethical research that has lingering effects today. Under that study, the U.S. Public Health Service allowed black men with syphilis to suffer untreated in the name of science. For many in white America, that's a sad episode in history. But for black people, Tuskegee still resonates as a particularly relevant example of entrenched racism that persists in many other areas. Conversations among black people ring with suspicion and doubt. This is a particularly dangerous situation given the grave nature of the epidemic in black communities. That's where more than half of the nation's new AIDS cases are found. African American women are 23 times more likely to have the ailment than are white women. The black male rate is 9 times that of white men. Those rates will remain high if conspiracy theories and distrust continue to shackle prevention efforts. Paradoxically, the study also shows that 75% of African Americans believe the government is fighting to stop AIDS. This is the hope. If that fight is going to be successful, it must overcome decades of distrust. Death is the alternative.
Commentator Joe Davidson is the editor of Focus magazine. This is NPR, National Public Radio.